The Port of Sydney is trying to bring more locals down to the Joan Harris Cruise Pavilion this summer. Part of that effort is a new free concert series called Meet Me at the Fiddle. On Thursdays and some Fridays this summer, days when there'll be no cruise ships docked in the harbor, local musicians will take the stage at the cruise pavilion from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Manager of Marketing and Business Development for the Port of Sydney, Mark Inglis, spoke about how the idea was developed.
So Meet Me at the Fiddle is a bit of an overarching campaign over the summer that we're trying to encourage more people to explore the entire port area. There's a ton of really interesting shops, food, a lot interesting happening. A lot of times our visitors from away come down to get a picture at the fiddle, but our own community hasn't taken it in as much as they probably should. One of the things we wanted to do is encourage people to come down, you know, grab a bite to eat, grab a coffee, explore the shops, and listen to some, you know, local tunes around lunchtime on Thursdays and Fridays on non-ship days. So that's kind of what we're doing with the Meet Me at the Fiddle dockside sessions over this summer.
Inglis says the port isn't just a place for cruise ship passengers.
So the thing is, our tourists do get a lot of the best of Cape Breton. They, you know, they come in and they get to really enjoy, you know, the welcome and everything that's happening. But we want our local community to really enjoy the port area as well. So this really is geared towards the local community.
He spoke about some of the musicians who will be at the port this summer.
We've got Jordan Musician, Jason Kemp, Jerry McDaniel, Jocelyn Hines, Ed Woodsworth, and Victoria McDougall. So each of them is doing one or two shows, and it's just a couple hours, but it's all local people. It's a mix of what I would call seasoned. You think of someone like Eddie Woodsworth, who's been around for a long time, or Jerry McDaniel, or Jason Kemp, and then some of the kind of the fresher names like Victoria McDougall, who's newish to the scene, but some really good local talent.
Inglis explained why they're choosing to hold the series in the middle of the day.
It's a lunchtime for this one. We do want to encourage people to come on down during the day. We know a lot of people are taking vacation. We know a lot of people are trying to find things to do in Cape Breton during the summer months at that kind of midday point. We do have a pretty good activity. I was actually just chatting to one of the vendors yesterday, the Rolling Cones. She has an ice cream truck. And she said she gets a lot of her busy time between 6 and 7:30 p.m. every evening, which is really nice to hear. But we want people to think about it throughout the day. I'm thinking of all the folks who work at the downtown core looking for somewhere to go and eat their lunch. Why not sit at the waterfront and listen to some music for free?
He says the overall goal is to get people to explore their own community and feel at home.
I think the big thing is we just want people to know that this is an accessible space. This is something that's for everyone. We think that there's a little bit of a misnomer sometimes that people think, oh, it is the port just for cruise passengers, but it's not. It really is for everyone. You know, we think of people will come up to Flavor on the Water and have a nice meal and then they'll leave and they don't realize that they can explore around, you know, get that picture. You know, a lot of times, like I said, we see the locals or the guests come and taking a picture with the fiddle, but locals have never done it. You know, so there's lots to explore, and we want people to you know, make sure that they can come down and take it all in as well.
There's already been two Meet Me at the Fiddle concerts held this month with Jordan Musician and Jason Kemp. Next up is Jerry McDaniel this Thursday. The performances themselves will be held outside the Joan Harris Cruise Pavilion. And the port's retail coordinator, Karen Roper, says they're excited to welcome more locals down to the waterfront this summer. The series is running every week until August 28th, with the full schedule available on shopthefiddle.com. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.